Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. Back with Randy after this.
OklahomaMineralBuyers.com is interested in buying your minerals. If you own minerals, then you need to give us a call at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. If you have received an offer to sell your minerals, you need to talk to Oklahoma Mineral Buyers first. You need to compare the offers to better understand the value of what you have. You want to get the best price available for your minerals. And that's where Oklahoma Mineral Buyers can help you. Give us a call. The call is free, the service is free, and there is no obligation. Just a friendly conversation. Remember, don't settle for the first offer you receive. Call OklahomaMineralBuyers.com at 855-419-1111 or visit our website, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. Our name says it all, OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Organization, Randy Block, and his team presenting the Cattle Facts Annual Market Outlook this last week at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. And we had the chance to visit with Randy after the presentation. During the presentation, Block talked about the fact that cow-calf producers are in the driver's seat.
Well, they're in the driver's seat if Mother Nature will let them be in the driver's seat. Then obviously, Mother Nature ruled in the southern plains of the United States in 2010 and 2011. She said, "I'm still boss," and we had the worst drought situation that we've had in over 50 years in that area. And consequently, one of the largest year-to-year declines in cow inventories that we've ever seen. We expect that situation is going to change. Dr. Art Douglas shared with us this morning that he sees a continued weakening situation with the La Nina weather pattern as we transition back to an El Nino, and we'll see much, much better moisture situation, especially during the second half of 2012. So we've got to be optimistic about that. And it takes two things to expand a nation's cow herd. You have to have green grass, and you have to have profitability. If we have those two things together, the market signal will be sent, we'll stabilize the herd, and then we'll grow it. And that's what we'll see in 2012 transition into 2013.
You had an interesting number. 3 to 4 million more cows are needed to meet the expected demand.
Well, I think I want to be very careful there that doesn't come off as a forecast. What that was I was sharing with folks, if the U.S. is going to continue to maintain the same market share that we have from a global beef export standpoint, we exported 14% of our beef and beef variety meat volume in 2012. If we were to expand that to the increasing global population that we'll see over the next 10, 20, and 30 years, in 10 years we'll have 700 million more people on the earth. If we are going to export the same percentage of that total beef volume, that's what it'll take, is an additional 3 to 4 million beef cows. So that's not a forecast of where we'll be. It's just I'm trying to give people a perspective that those are the kind of numbers that would be required if we're going to maintain that market share.
Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Whether you're just thinking about including winter canola on your farm for the first time, or you've got several canola crops under your belt, Canola U will help you succeed. Canola U 2012 will include new topics and information, and it's coming up soon, Tuesday, February 28th at the Cherokee Strip Conference Center in Enid. Canola U is sponsored by High Plains Journal and DeKalb, and will feature the latest information on planting, growing, harvesting, and marketing winter canola. There's no charge to attend. For details, call 1-855-4-CANOLA or www.canolau.com.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.